PT Associates of Emporia has experienced physical therapists who have provided quality care to our community for more than 35 years. Our mission is to empower individuals to achieve optimal health and well-being through personalized, compassionate, and innovative physical therapy services. We know you have the choice where you receive physical therapy, and we want to thank you for choosing PT Associates. Contact us at 620-208-7878. PT Associates of Emporia, located at the corner of 12th and Industrial.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook interview room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, and a good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into our annual SMST Award Show, where we'll be naming the Emporia High and Area Male and Female Athletes of the Year and Coaches of the Year on the show today. Blake Cripps and Dylan Sherwood. Tim Miller is on vacation this week. Dylan, I know this is one of the special shows that we do each year, and I know that as the guy who's kind of in charge of our high school coverage, our high school beat writer for Emporia High and for our area schools, I know that this is one of your favorite shows of the year as well.
Most definitely, and you know, I get to honor kids throughout the year, and this is a senior award that gets we get to present it all this at this time every year, and it's a fun, so athletes, it's a senior only award because there is a scholarship attached to it, and then we honor our coaches as well, so they get a nice little clear plaque from Emporia Main Street, and we need to thank Emporia Main Street for their sponsor or with their partnership with us to do this.
Because they're our sponsor of the Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week each and every week. We have Emporia High and Area Athletes. And, of course, we've got one more Emporia High and Area Athlete of the Week for this week coming up. Do want to remind people that some of these athletes that you're hearing from will be featured on our state track coverage coming up next week, as we'll be heading down to Cessna Stadium in Wichita for that on Friday and Saturday. For those of you of cheering for Emporia High, big day for Allie Weiss coming up here at State Swimming and Diving. Emporia State is at the NCAA Nationals. They've got four events that they're competing for a national championship in today, so that has been pretty awesome. Anything in particular that you're looking forward to this weekend, Dylan, on this Memorial Day weekend?
Indy 500's this weekend.
If you like racing, sure.
Yeah, Coke 600. Kyle Larson's going to try to do the 1100 again, so.
Yeah, that's, sure.
That's always something that I always have.
Racing guy, okay. Yeah. Not for me, but.
I mean, Clint Bowyer's from here. That's the reason.
I realize, and I've heard from many Emporians who have said that since Clint Bowyer retired, not so much interested in racing anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same with me, too.
And I never got into racing. I mean, I'll watch, like, the crashes on TikTok, but that's not really being a race fan at all.
No.
Well, one thing that we always do is we go through the methodology of how we got to the athletes, how the nomination process works. But why don't we go through this week's, our final week's, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week. Uh-huh. Of course, we name an Emporia High and an area athlete each and every week. And there were plenty of great performances this week. So, Dylan, who is our Emporia High, our final Emporia Main Street Emporia High Athlete of the Week?
We haven't honored anyone from the golf team. All right?
I feel like this week it's a pretty clear-cut decision on who's going to be the athlete of the week.
Yep, and I think he deserves it because he's had an up and down.
There have been some good tournaments and some bad tournaments, for sure.
Man, he signed with Hutch Community College, so I think that guy kind of got the pressure off his back. But we got to give it to Hudson Souder.
Absolutely. Hudson Souder, your regional champion over the weekend. And who's your area athlete of the week?
Well, I had an email, but I don't know if I really want to lean towards it because there's a couple of tracksters that did some good things at regionals.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Dylan, but you're the entire decision maker.
I am the
so
entire.
You can lean whichever way you want.
I had a weird feeling that I might give an Athlete of the Week plaque to maybe one of our winners this week.
Sure.
Or at least one of our Athletes of the Year.
I mean, you still can.
I'm not going to lean that way. I thought about it, but I need to go with someone that I haven't honored yet, and he's been on my mind for weeks.
Okay.
So
we're ready to hear
it. All right. So we are going to Lebo, and he's probably going to have a chance at winning a couple next week. So Caleb Durst of the Lebo Boys Track and Field Team, regional champion in the 1600, regional champion in the 800. He was a regional runner-up, and I know someone that is in the studio likes that one of his athletes beat Caleb Durst in the 32.
Sure.
In regionals. So, but those two had battles all year long, and I'm going with Caleb Durst. He is a senior as well, so might as well stick with a senior. We're honoring seniors today. So Caleb Durst, Lebo Boys Track and Field Team, our Area Athlete of the Week.
So congratulations to Caleb Durst and Hudson Souter. This is our final Main Street Athletes of the Week. So if you had an athlete that had a great performance during the week, once we get started in 2025-26, you can make your submission online, kvoe.com/athletes. So, Dylan, it's time now to unveil the nominees and the winners for the Athlete of the Year Awards. What's the methodology for Emporia High and for the area athletes? I know it's a little bit different for both of those fields.
Yes, so for our Emporia High athletes, they get nominated by the coaches, all the coaches at Emporia High, and same thing with the coaches. They nominate.
The coaches nominate amongst
themselves. Yeah, so they can nominate a male athlete, a female athlete, and a coach. So that is how the nomination process goes there. And then for the area, it goes to the athletic directors across all of our, it's over 10 schools. So, and then the voting process, our Emporia High nominations goes out to our Spartan Boosters, and they vote on that. And then for our area winners, they get voted on by the principals.
Absolutely.
And this was a close race on, I think, both of our area athletes. It was by one vote, and the others were landslides. So
okay, well then,
all right,
break it down for us.
All right,
announce the winners.
You want me to announce the nominations too?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go. I'd rather would have announce who was nominated too. So for Emporia High, we have Madden Seidel, football, baseball, basketball. Landon Woolitz, football, wrestling, baseball. Owen Ruge, football, baseball. Nolan Jacob, basketball, golf. Dustin Dobson, wrestling. Logan Wojak of swimming. RJ Tabaris, who was our Athlete of the Week last week, he is football and track and field. And then our female honorees or nominations, Ryan Howe, volleyball, basketball, softball. Haley Botris, wrestling and swimming. Reagan Thompson, cross country and track and field. And Sadie Rethman of volleyball and track and field. Our coaches nominations, Lee Baldwin, boys basketball. Amy Martin, boys and girls bowling. Phil Metz, boys and girls swim. And Andy Battenfield of unified bowling.
And how about our Emporia High winners for the year?
Our Emporia High winners are Madden Seidel and Ryan Howe are our athletes, and Amy Martin is our coach of the year.
So congratulations to our Emporia High winners. Now for our area nominees.
Our area nominations are Dexon Holting of Opie, football and basketball. J.D. Tyson, Burlingame football, basketball, also played baseball. That was a co-op with Osage. Zach Oswald, Lebo, football, basketball, baseball, track and field. Noah Martinez of Osage City, football. Colton Ish, Madison, football, basketball, track and field, and golf. Ace Monahan, Council Grove, football, wrestling, track and field. Lexi Boss, Osage City, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. Sage Hadley, Lebo, volleyball, basketball, and softball. Josie Romig, Waverly, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. And Jalen Weekly, Madison, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. Coaches, Chris Schmidt of Opie, football and boys basketball, Jeff Slater, Burlingame football and girls basketball, Andrew Gattenbein, Osage City football, Kate Boss, Osage City girls basketball, and Butch Hayes of Council Grove football.
A lot of very worthy nominees there who are area winners.
Our area winners are Dexon Holting of Opie and Lexi Boss of Osage City, and our coach of the year is Chris Schmidt of Opie.
So congratulations to all of our winners. We did Emporia High first last year, so we're going to start with the area schools this year, so we'll be talking with our area high school athletes and coach of the year next when we come back on our Saturday Morning Sports Talk Awards show driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual countdown to Memorial Day sales event is happening right now. Get great Memorial Day offers today, like a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 with over 8,000 savings off MSRP with your trade-in and GMF financing. Or lease a 2025 Chevy Equinox LT front-wheel drive for only $299 a month, 3-year lease and 12,000 miles per year. And active duty reserve and retired military get an extra $750 military appreciation bonus cash. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longbine Auto Plaza. So don't wait. Get great Memorial Day offers today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Or you can always visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Lease payments based on 36-month, 12,000 miles per year lease, 4,000 cash or trade equity, plus TT&L due at signing with approved credit.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. A salute to the Wake Forest men's tennis team who just won their second national title in program history. The top-seeded Demon Deacons knocked off defending champ TCU in the title match last Sunday, capturing their first NCAA crown in 7 years. Grad student Stefan Destonet shined for Wake Forest. He was named the most outstanding player of the D1 championship. He just transferred to school after 4 seasons at USC and a semester on the Pro Tour. The Demon Deacons are led by head coach Tony Bresky, who has been on the job since 2011. His squad finished the season 40-1 and brought him another national title.
But college tennis is so different than pro tennis in that, you know, you go play pro and, look, it's all about you and you're going to have, you know, 2-3 people that maybe really, really care. You know, we're here, I mean, I can't tell you how many people care, right? And so this is just going to be, in my experience from the guys who I won it with in 18, it's just a memory that just never leaves you.
The D1 Women's Champs, next on This Week in the NCAA.
Ready to order?
Yes. We're earning unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with a Capital One Saver card, so let's just get one of everything.
Everything?
Fire everything! The Capital One Saver card is at table 27, and they're earning unlimited 3% cash back.
Yes, Chef!
This is so nice.
Had a feeling you'd want 3% cash back on dessert.
Ooh, tiramisu!
Earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Women's tennis championship last weekend. The top-seeded Bulldogs swept defending champ Texas A&M in the final, avenging their loss to the Aggies on the same stage last year. Georgia senior Dasha Vidmanova is now just the third women's tennis player to capture a singles, doubles, and team championship in her collegiate career. The national title for Georgia, their first since 2000. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. It's our special show here as we get you set for this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for waking up early with us. It is our annual SMST Award Show, where we have already named our area high school athletes and coach of the year. We're starting with area schools this year as we honor some great performances by some great seniors. They get a scholarship, and we have them here. One on the phone, one in studio. Our male athlete of the year was Dexter Holting of Olpe, playing football and basketball for the Eagles. Our female athlete, Lexi Boss of Osage City Indian, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. And our coach of the year, Chris Schmidt, Olpe football and basketball. Dexton is the only one not in person here today, and we'll get into the reason as to why that is with Dexton here in a little bit. Dexton, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, congratulations on your win and the fantastic year that you had.
Thank you so much, sir.
Lexi, thank you for being here as well, and I know that you've got a little work to be done next weekend.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
And Coach Schmidt, thanks so much. Obviously, you're a regular with us, and we always appreciate it.
Thanks again. Again, appreciate you guys for what you do for our kids.
Well, Dexton Holting, obviously, leading Olpe to the second round of the football playoffs and then winning a state basketball championship. Dexton, can you just talk through how good of a season it was for Olpe and how you guys are able, you know, there's not a lot of schools that are able to have great fall sports and great, you know, winter and spring sports, but you guys are doing it all there at Olpe.
Well, the first credit definitely goes to Coach Schmidt, obviously. He coaches both of them, and he does a great job with us, gets us to give us our full effort and practice games, even coming in on the weekends. He makes sure he does do all the easy things and makes sure we give 100% when it comes to Friday nights and Tuesday nights. Now, we have a great group of kids and a great community. All our parents support us, and it makes it very, very easy to have a successful program when you have people always in your corner and people always supporting you.
Lexi, Boss. Oh, go ahead, Dexton.
And then basketball-wise, I mean, we had a good year, but it doesn't always end up like that. But we got lucky and had a good year.
Lexi Boss with 218 kills as a volleyball player with 44 blocks, hitting 338. She led Indian basketball to the state tournament, and she's got several events coming up, heading down to Wichita State for the state track and field championships here in a couple of weeks. For you, how did you get into just kind of being the all-around athlete that you are, and obviously it's difficult to excel in multiple sports, but you certainly have done it there in your Osage City career.
Well, being in a small school, that's just kind of the thing. You do all the sports, and it helps having my teammates and my coaches help me get better just throughout the practices and everything.
Coach, football, basketball, and being an athletic director, not a lot of time off for you either.
No, but, you know, again, you're doing all this stuff for kids, and you know, I'm not the only coach around here that's got great kids to work with, and when you got good kids, it makes those things, you know, special and things you want to do.
Well, Dylan and I will kind of fire back and forth and move back and forth between you guys now. Dexton, after getting injured last year, what was it like to be able to come back to football healthy this season?
I was huge. I was very, very worried going into the season because, you know, that was kind of the back of my head the whole time. But by about the third game of the year, I kind of figured out that it was going to be okay. And it was fun, definitely, to come back. Last year, it was not very fun. But this year was a lot more fun.
There we go. Dexton, you know, it just feels like this is kind of a full circle moment for you with you being named our male athlete of the year. Do you feel like it's a full circle moment knowing you were able to come back from an injury from last year?
100%. There was a lot of people, like my parents included, were like, they don't even know who you are now. I was like, no, they don't. I sat on the bench for 2 whole years and did not even get any reps anywhere. And I was like, hopefully I can bring it back next year. And they kind of got lucky and it came back around.
Lexi, you know, you mentioned being at a smaller school. Oftentimes, you know, you have to, in order for the betterment of the school, you're asked to do everything. Was that something that came naturally to you? Was that something, was there one of those sports that you had to be kind of pushed or prodded to try out? Certainly, you've been great at all of them.
Definitely volleyball. Basketball is just something I've done growing up, and track's just something I knew I was going to do. But volleyball was something I had to kind of get into. I didn't really like it in middle school, but I grew to like it in high school.
Lexi, what has this year meant with your mom as your basketball coach and younger sister, one of the younger sisters, Kaylin, on the team?
This year's definitely been really special. I've been so grateful to have the opportunity to have my mom as my coach and my little sister play with me. It's definitely something I'm so glad I got to experience.
Coach Schmidt, let's go back to football season here, obviously. Certainly in the postseason, it wasn't as long as you want. You guys obviously are always thinking about winning the big trophy at the end of the year, but I know that you're excited about the season that you had in football, and Opie football always kind of sets the tone for the rest of the athletic year for Opie Athletics, and you guys certainly did that.
Yeah, you know, again, the kids come to work every day, worked hard, and, you know, our goal is to get better every week, and at the end of the season make a run in the postseason. And I thought we did a good job. We ran into, you know, a good Centralia team that gets to the state championship game. It seems like us two run into each other a lot.
It seems that way.
So again, just a great opportunity to watch these kids grow. And again, you, at the end of the year, it's always bittersweet because you have really good seniors that you've coached for 6 years or been around. And, you know, Dexon's one of those kids that no matter if you win the championship or not, it's tough to see those kids go. But the memories they've, you know, put there for you to remember is pretty special.
And Chris, you always like to schedule tough, and you most certainly did that in football and basketball as well, because you learned early from a loss against St. Mary's, and then towards the end of the year, regular season, you went up to Nemaha Central and saw a good basketball team there, and it seemed like it helped you. Those two losses kind of helped you throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our schedule in both football and basketball set up very well. We play very good opponents early, right off the bat, so it allows us to find out what we got to get better at. And then as going down the stretch again, you know, it's particular in basketball, we play very good teams. You know, that Nemaha Central was a team that had all kinds of length. We had not seen anything like that, you know, but and we learned a lot from it, and I thought we built off of that. And, you know, we came out of there with a good feeling about ourselves. Even though we lost, we felt like, hey, we can compete with anybody we play.
We're talking with our SMST Award winners for our area high school athletes and coach of the year, Dexton Holting of Opie Football and Basketball, Lexi Boss of Osage City, basically everything, and Chris Schmidt, head coach Opie Football and Basketball. As you can hear, two of them are in studio, but one of them is on the phone, and Mr. Holting is on the phone because he's got rodeo today. Dexton, obviously this is something you feel passionately about. You missed the Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic because of rodeo. How did you get started into rodeo, and how did you figure out, hey, you know what, I'm actually pretty good at rodeo too?
My dad mainly.
I
had an arena in my backyard when I was a little boy, and I had horses, and he was always roping, and my brother was always roping. So I was kind of in a point where it was like, I'm either going to get on a horse or I'm going to pick up a fishing pole. And I kind of picked up a rope instead of a fishing pole. So my mother brothers were fishing, me and my dad and Cam were roping. So I kind of just slowly worked my way up and then kind of got to where I am now.
And Dexton, you get to continue your rodeo career in college, and where will you be heading?
I'm going to Western Oklahoma State, Altus, Oklahoma. They gave me a pretty good scholarship to go down there and continue rodeoing.
And there's a lot of really good rodeo schools in Oklahoma, by the way, that might not be very good at other sports, but, boy, they're good at rodeo. Lexi, I don't know if I hear a bunch of athletes that say, well, I just knew that I was going to, you know, do track, and I knew that I was going to be good at track. It seems like for a lot of kids, track is the one that they have to kind of get shoved into. Why were you so excited about it? And how did you know that it would, or did you know that it would come? So not to say that you don't work hard, because I know that you do, but it seems to come somewhat naturally to you.
Well, both my parents did track, and so that helps. And I liked the idea that there was other events other than running. So
sure.
To be able to have something other than running, I like that idea. And once I found the discus and the javelin, I just fell in love with it.
And you currently hold the school record in the discus, correct? And
yes.
I believe the state record could be in jeopardy.
Yes. Yes.
Do you hope you can make some history next weekend?
Oh yeah, for sure. I hope so.
Well, I hope you can make some history.
Well,
because I would love to see that.
Well, and it, you know, we go through like last year when we're doing, you know, I'm kind of the one that puts the reports on the air. Obviously, Dylan's the one going out and talking with you guys, getting pictures. But, you know, it seems like this year when we got results, like, okay, well, there's Lexi Bosch. She beat everybody by like 3 feet. So, you know, wasn't even close. But, you know, Do you have, I'm assuming when you're going out there and throwing like that, much like if you're, you know, on a personal run, if you score the last 10 points for your team in basketball, I mean, I'm assuming that you kind of get swagger out there when you step in to the ring and you're ready to go when you're like, man, there's nobody in the state that can beat me today.
Yeah, usually I step in the ring, I say a quick prayer, just take my time, look at my, find my point, and then get back there and just do my thing.
Coach, you look at basketball, you know, you said that you guys, you know, the goal is to get to the postseason playing well and making a run. You guys made a run in basketball, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I thought all year long, you know, we were doing some good things, but defense was where we was a little bit weak, and I really thought at the state tournament we played the best defense we played all year, and we break every huddle, done it for 28 years. Every kid that's played for me knows that at the end of the huddle it's going to be defense, and we talk about that constantly. And defense wins championships, and I really felt like that was, you know, because we didn't shoot it really well at the state tournament, but our defense carried us through.
Well, that fourth quarter, Dylan, that was some unbelievable defense in the state championship game.
Yes, yes, it was.
Who kind of brought that? Who passed that along down to you? Because I know there's some teams that will say, you know, team, or how did you get the idea of, hey, you know what, the identity of this program is defense?
You know, I don't know that. I wasn't very good as an athlete myself. I had to do the little things to be a good defensive player, and the coach kind of got me to understand to do the work ahead of time, like every pass to do, and so that kind of just led me into that. That's what I wanted to teach, and that's how I wanted to approach it. And you know, again, we had a kid, you got Dexon on the line here, and he was our leader defensively. He was our leader overall, but he was definitely our defensive leader, set the tone for our team, and everybody followed him, and they finally bought into what he was doing, and they really did the last three games.
Dexon, what was it like to be coached for Coach Schmidt in your career?
I love the way he says defense first. I'm a defensive player, obviously, so I like to play defense. And every day when we came to practice, it was two defensive things before we could do anything about offense. And that's one thing that I really liked about Coach Schmidt, and that's one thing I'll probably forever miss.
Since we already know what Mr. Holting is doing, Lexi, I know the state meet is a familiar place that you are going to be at next week, and it's also going to be where you're going to be going.
Yes, I'm going to Wichita State next year to throw for their track and field team.
What kind of went into that decision for you? Certainly, and I don't know how much you pay attention. You've got your own stuff. You're obviously very busy during the year. But they've also had a Kansas kid in Destiny Masters. She's coming up from the other direction, but from El Dorado, who's had a heck of a Wichita State career. What went into your decision to feel like Shocker track and field was the right place for you?
I was there on my visit, and I just truly felt like the coaches were people I could compete well with and just be good with. And I love the school. They have a good nursing program, and I want to be a nurse. So.
Excellent.
They do have a very good nursing program. The other thing I think is exciting, hopefully, you know, they've been talking about this. I think that you'll see this a little bit next week, but there's a lot of facilities upgrades that they have planned there. I think that they're not all going to be done, but I do think that you're going to start to see a little bit. Last year, obviously, was kind of a fouled up situation, but hopefully be better. So hopefully the facility will be better too, because, you know, as we all know, Cessna Stadium, it was time to go for Cessna Stadium, but it seems like they're moving in the right direction. How exciting is that to feel like you're going to have a real, you know, a sharply shiny new stadium to be competing in there during your career, that's going to open during your career in all likelihood?
It's very exciting because I've competed there before, and so it'll be cool to see everything new.
Well, we've got the area of athletes covered here in terms of where they're going. As you heard, Dexton Holting is going for rodeo, and Lexi Boss will be going for track and field to Wichita State for future plans. I guess, Lexi, one last question for me for you. What's your focus, and how do you use this week as – we know that Dexton's got rodeo today, but how do you use this off week, or this weekend, I guess, because you did compete earlier, but trying to get ready and make sure that you've got your best, you know, 12 throws or whatever it is for the events that you have starting on Friday?
I'm definitely using this weekend to rest and just recover, ice, do all the things, stretch, just to make sure my body's ready for the week to come.
And Dexton, how are you feeling about rodeo today?
Pretty good, actually. I don't have to do much stretch or anything. My horse does need a little stretching, but not me.
Maybe this is a little extra motivation for you with you being on with us this morning, too.
Heck yes.
Well, and then final question for you, Coach Schmidt. You know, you've talked so much about the culture of Volpe, but, you know, with you see these other area athletes, and you see a lot of the great athletes, and there were, not to say that, you know, Dexton or Lexi shouldn't have been selected. That's not what I'm saying, but there are so many area athletes that are that would have been extremely deserving of these awards, and you get to see a lot of them there in your league.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our area is loaded with athletic kids in all sports, and like Lexi said, at our level and most of the area schools, kids play every sport.
Yes,
and we got to have them do that to be successful. And so it takes a lot for those kids to, you know, their bodies don't get rest. I was glad to hear her say she's going to take a couple days here, kind of to rest, because I think that's important for their bodies. But we ask a lot out of them, but we got a lot of really good kids in this area that they want to do well, and they do that. They go out on weekends, Friday nights, Monday nights, Tuesday, whatever night, whatever sport they're playing, and execute and do a very good job. And we also got great coaches. I know there was several, Dylan mentioned the coaches that were nominated for this, very deserving. There was a lot more other ones that are very deserving, and we're fortunate. I'm fortunate to be one of those that knows a lot of coaches. I feel like I'm kind of like the dean now.
Yeah, that's why every time I see Coach Schmidt, I'm like, he's a dean.
That's right.
But again, I have great relationships with a lot of area coaches, and we talk a lot. And I was at a track meet the other night, regional, and just met up with several different coaches, not only in this area, but up northeast Kansas. And it's fun to know them and pick their brains about things and talk about kids. That's what coaches do. We talk about kids. And that's why we're in it. And we got a lot of great kids.
Coach, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Lexi, Dexton, thanks so much. Congratulations and best of luck in your upcoming events and your upcoming careers.
Thank you so much.
We'll come back. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back right after this, and we'll get into our Emporia High interviews. We'll talk with our Emporia High male and female athletes of the year and our Emporia High coach of the year. It's our SMST Awards show here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbiteAuto.com.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual countdown to Memorial Day sales event is happening right now. Get great Memorial Day offers today, like a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 with over 8,000 savings off MSRP with your trade-in and GMF financing. Or lease a 2025 Chevy Equinox LT front-wheel drive for only $299 a month, 3-year lease and 12,000 miles per year. An active duty reserve and retired military get an extra $750 military appreciation bonus cash. You won't find a better deal anywhere than right here at Longbine Auto Plaza. So don't wait. Get great Memorial Day offers today at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Or you can always visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Lease payments based on 36-month, 12,000 miles per year lease, 4,000 cash or trade equity, plus TT&L due at signing with approved credit.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Knicks and Pacers, 2 days removed from a riveting Indiana comeback, playing game 2 at the Garden. A game largely played within single-digit margins. Tyrese Halliburton struggled shooting, but finished 2 rebounds shy of a triple-double. You could argue he turned the lights out.
Halliburton for 3 up top. Good, good, good. Mercy. All by himself. No one else touched it on that trip.
And he did to Jalen Brunson what Jalen Brunson does to so many defenders. Just squared him up, knocked down the 3 right in front of his face.
Sean Kelly on ESPN Radio put the Pacers up 7 late in the fourth. Pascal Siakam, a career playoff high 39 points. Jalen Brunson missed a game-tying three-pointer in the last 10 seconds for the Knicks. Pacers go home leading 2-0 after a 114-109 win in the Eastern Conference Final. On the ice, the Oilers and Stars contesting Game 2 in the NHL's Western Final.
To the high slot. That was a 3-on-2 for Edmonton. Nugent Hopkins shot, tipped home. What a tip by Connor Brown. 3-0 Edmonton.
6:30 CHED. Stuart Skinner, 25 save shutout. Edmonton steals game 2, 3-0 to head north of the border with a split ahead of game 3 Sunday. In baseball, Ronald Acuna returned Friday from a torn ACL, nearly a year to the day since his last game. The 2023 MVP wasted no time.
And the first pitch to Acuna, he swings, he drives one, pushing way back. Is this real life? It's a home run by Acuna. 1-0 Braves. Holy smokes! His first swing in a year. And he parked it into the bleachers out in left center. Unbelievable.
6:80 the fan in Atlanta. They failed to win the game, though. Padres beat the Braves 2-1.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by longbuttauto.com. It's the final segment of our SMST award show. Now it's time for us to honor and talk with our Emporia High athletes and coach of the year. Madden Seidel is our male athlete of the year, football, basketball, and baseball. Ryan Howe for Lady Spartan volleyball, basketball, and softball. And Amy Martin, head boys and girls bowling coach, in studio with us here today and here to collect their trophy. Obviously, like with our senior area athletes, scholarship for these seniors as they head off to the next stage of their life. Madden Seidel, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate your time and being here. And I know that while you guys wanted to get more wins just starting in the fall sports, hopefully you got the foundation laid for football. Certainly got to be exciting to see Coach Goodman coming in. But talk about laying that foundation in football this year for the Spartans that hopefully Coach Goodman will be able to build on next year.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I haven't met the guy yet, but all I've heard is good stuff from him. I know he's Emporia High alum, so... got ties.
Yeah, I've been able to work with him because he's been the Stinger backs coach and the recruiting coordinator at Emporia State. He's going to be great. He's going to treat the alums. He's going to treat you guys great. Being an alum himself, I know that you guys are going to love him. It's going to take some time to get things going in the right direction, but I know that he's really excited to get started. Ryan Howe, volleyball, basketball, and softball. Thank you for being here as well. The thing that I remember most is with a long going, thinking back to fall sports, boy, you guys had a magical winning streak last season in volleyball. What was it like to just be a part of that as you guys were finding ways to win all up and down? I mean, the winning streak, Dylan will know, how long the winning streak get last year?
I think it was 11.
I felt like it was like 15.
11. It was double digits.
It was impressive. What was that like?
It was a lot of, like, being with the girls. We're all kind of hyping each other up and just pushing forward. We know we can do it, and just seeing us accomplish that was really awesome.
Coach, certainly when you are able, Amy Martin, boys and girls bowling coach, you know, you'd like to have one top three finish at state. Would be good gear for most coaches, but you were able to get a pair of top three finishes. How was that for you to be able to get the boys and the girls there?
The girls were kind of a shock to us this year. We have a young girls team. Most of them are freshmen or never bowled before. Some of them we've literally taken from not being able to walk and throw the ball at the same time to going to the state tournament and finishing well there. It was just phenomenal for the girls. The boys, we kind of expected them to be there. We didn't expect them to finish as high as they did. We knew that we had a strong team all year. They just... It's about the kids for me, and just to watch them excel and the excitement in their face when they got third place for the boys, it just made my heart tear. So, yeah, it's about the kids.
Madden, I know your main sport was baseball across your high school career, but you got to play some football and basketball as well. What did it mean for you to, you know, be able to participate in a fall sport and a winter sport?
It was just a lot of time, and I'm actually really appreciative of that. It was a lot of hard work. Thanks to Coach Baldwin, especially.
Yeah, thanks.
I know Coach Baldwin is not so shy about asking you guys to do more than one sport, but you guys had a really competitive basketball season there, and at Substate, boy, you know, just a couple of bounces maybe down the stretch could have been a little bit longer for you guys, but what did you think about basketball? Because I know that from talking with Coach Baldwin, there was maybe a little bit of a dip, but then at the end of February, you guys really got clicking again and gave yourselves a real shot to make a run there at State, which is what you want.
Yeah, I think, you know, we lost a key piece with River moving away last year, but our chemistry this year was insanely good. All of us hung out after practice. We all went and ate dinner every night. I just think we had a good team.
And Ryan, you kind of have a interesting story because you were playing volleyball and, of course, you were playing softball. You came back out for basketball this year with Coach Scott being hired. You know, how did it feel like to get back on the hardwood knowing that you had already had been playing two sports?
It was nice just being able to exercise different athletic abilities that you don't really get in basketball and or volleyball and softball. And coming back for Scott's, because she was my freshman coach, it was nice coming back and play for her one more year, senior year.
Obviously, didn't know at the time that it was going to be her only year, but what did that mean for you, and how important was that bond for you to make the decision to come back out for basketball this year?
It was a change in atmosphere for me, which I really enjoyed, having like young girls and a new coach. It was kind of a building experience for all of us, and it was something we can all really appreciate.
And I got all right, so this is a question for each one of you. I want to know, I think Madden will answer this a little better because he might know. Any favorite moment of a call during basketball that you might have liked or you might want me to find so I can let you hear the reaction?
I'd say Junction City to go to overtime.
Really? I like that one. That was a good one. Ryan, all right, I will give you yours. The three you had at Manhattan. The three at Manhattan or senior night when you hit a three against Junction City.
Off the same play.
Was it off the same play?
Yeah. Nice.
Very nice. Were you now on that play? Was the play being run for you?
No.
So you're the secondary. So talk us through then that senior night three. What happened on that play to make you the option rather than, you know, because most plays you'll run with a primary. If it's not there, then this is what we're looking for. Was it a broken play or did you just go to the secondary? How did it work out?
It was kind of like the first option. I'm coming up through a elevator screen. And I had an open three. I took the shot, made it before. I'm like, try it again.
Sure. Why not? Well, Coach Martin, certainly talk a little bit about your boys' team. As you mentioned, maybe a little bit more expectation on that team. The guys expected to be there, but that can certainly lead to a little bit more pressure. But the guys certainly able to overcome that. What allowed them to be able to live up to what they expected out of themselves this year?
Well, with my boys' team, they know they're a pretty strong team. They know that, you know, they know that I expect a lot out of them. They're a strong group of boys. I think that me expecting more out of them drove them this year. They knew they were going to be a strong team going in, and it drove them to want to excel more. Every time we want to meet, I knew we were going to do it. It was, you know, how did we get that one? I mean, we've won a couple meets by a couple pins. So, I mean, I love the atmosphere of my boys. They've learned, we did a lot of positive reinforcements, you know, just, you know, using their positivity and staying strong in their sport. And they've really started driving each other to, you know, if one gets down, they do what they need to do to pick that person up to get them through. I mean, they're just a strong team, and even next year I think they're going to do great things.
Was it big to see them grow over the course of time?
So this is my fourth year coaching. So the kids that were freshmen when I came into coaching were seniors this year. So this was kind of an emotional season for me, because I knew that those kids that I have watched for 4 years grow and become stronger athletes and love and have the passion for the sport that I love. I knew that I was going to have to say goodbye to them this year. So it was an emotional season for me, knowing that my, you know, freshmen coming into this are now seniors. So
Madden, certainly wrapping things up with you for the baseball season, which, you know, Dylan said that's your primary sport. What's it like to be on a team that set the school record for wins and had a fantastic year for you guys at Emporia High Baseball?
It was awesome. I mean, our core group, we've stuck together these last couple of years. We go work out all the time together, go throw bullpens, go hit together. We're all good buddies, and I wish them luck next year.
Well, the last thing, obviously, want to know future plans, if you have them. If you don't, that's okay. But, Madden, what's coming up next for you?
I'm going to pitch at Clyde County next year.
This is Clyde County for pitching, and then Ryan, up next for you?
I'm focusing on academics, doing pre-pharmacy at ESU.
At Kansas State.
She's going to be a Hornet.
ESU.
She's going to be a Hornet.
I thought she said KSU, but ESU.
No, she's going to bleed black and gold.
So staying local, positive, negative, probably a little bit of both there. What made the decision to stay at Emporia State?
Cheaper.
Hey.
Good education.
Only university in the state that's not raising tuition this year, Emporia State. Stingers up. And Madden, obviously, with Cloud County, what about Cloud County made that decision for you to go there and become a Thunderbird?
You know, during the whole recruiting process, I didn't even know what Cloud County was. I didn't know where it was. Nothing about it stood out to me. I didn't even really want to go on the visit. And then as soon as we got back in the car after going on the visit, I knew that was the place. The whole campus is nice. The coaches just felt like family. Everything about it was awesome.
Well, Madden Seidel and Ryan Howe, congratulations on you guys. Thank you for, as you guys probably know, those of you listening, area athletes as well. But you know, Dylan Sherwood is leaving us and moving down to Wichita here at the end of or in the middle of this summer. He loves supporting you guys. Certainly, he's got a bias for the black and red Emporia High. Nobody bleeds black and red like Dylan Sherwood, but thanks so much for giving your time, because he's out there getting interviews from you guys after games, talking with you after games. So thanks so much. Hopefully he's going to be talking with you, Lexi, a lot. So thanks for taking care of Dylan over this time, and best of luck to you guys in your future endeavors. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach Martin, thank you so much for being here as well. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Dylan, I know this is your last award show, and yeah. I know this is one of your favorite shows of the whole year. You put a lot of work into Athletes of the Week each and every week of the year for Emporia High and area, and certainly it's great to see them honored like this today.
Yeah, and I can't thank coaches or anyone that's gone to our online form and filled that out, because that gets sent to me in my email. So then I look it over, and then you know there are mornings where it's a difficult decision.
It's a tough decision, absolutely.
So, but I need to say to these two, Madden and Ryan, I've seen you guys grow from sophomores to now, and it's great to see you guys grow and excel in the sport. The sports that you compete in, and you know, I wish you guys the best of luck in your future. And Madden, you know I'm rooting for you, bro. You should know that. And as Blake said, you know, I do bleed the black and red well, because you know I everyone knows I'm from here, so home is home, and Madden, you know, forever a Spartan. I know you were very close with the Hess family, and there's a reason why I wear my Forever a Spartan bracelet. It's not just because of Allie as well. It's because I bleed it. I bleed the black and gold. So, and of course with Lexi, and of course we had Dexton, and you know, it's been great getting to cover you the last couple of years, get to cover Landon, and he's going to be a Hornet.
Absolutely.
He's going to be a Hornet. And, you know, I can't wait to see what you do next week along with Kaylin up at Wichita State at the state meet. You know, Kate, who was one, her mom is here, one of our coaches nominees. And Kate, you know, I know she doesn't have a mic in front of her, but Kate, I can't really thank enough of you for letting me talk to you every other couple weeks on Coach's Corner, and you know, those conversations are going to be missed. Of course, Coach Martin, thanks for everything you've done for me the last couple of years, and I'm glad I got to see your kids grow. And Chris, you and I go we go way back. We go at least 10 plus years. And I know, I think it was my first week back, I was out at the fairgrounds doing some streaming stuff for our 4-H coverage. And Chris saw me. He's like, "You don't know anything about 4-H.
And I was accurate. Like,
yeah. Accurate. Yeah, and so he gave me a hard time, and I said, "Hey, I'm back." I said, "I can't wait to get to work with you again." And Chris, you know, you're the dean for a reason in the area. And I remember, I think it was in June or July at the KVCA All-Star Game, and catching up with you again, and then realizing 2 months later I'd see you again and work with you again. And I can't really thank you enough for everything you've done for me over the years. And I know you'll keep everything rolling in Opie.
Yeah, Dylan, I just want to speak for all coaches and all athletes. The passion you show, everybody that you work with, is unbelievable. And, you know, wherever you end up in Wichita, they're getting somebody pretty special, because you put everything you have into it. You love these kids. You love talking to coaches. And it shows the way you do things. So I'm speaking for everybody. Thank you very much.
And we're going to try to find somebody who's going to be able to do that. I don't know if we can get anybody that brings quite the same energy that Dylan does, but we're going to try. We're going to do our best when we fill that. So, again, congratulations to everybody, to all of our winners. We really love putting on this SMST Awards show each and every year. So, it brings us to the end of the program, but Dylan and I, our work is not done. State
No.
Track coming up next week. Do want to remind you that we will have state track and field reports for Emporia High and all the area schools beginning in the 9 a.m. hour on Friday. That will go all day Friday, and then as long as we need to go on Saturday, which it sounds like we're going to need to be there at least till it's Saturday afternoon, and those reports will air on 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM KVOE. Looking at our KVOE calendar for the rest of the day, of course, you can get our calendar online, kvoe.com/calendar. Royals and Twins, game two of that series today, 12:30 pregame, 1:10 first pitch. Royals on the road on KVOE. And then on Sunday, they'll wrap up the series, also a 1:10 first pitch. Memorial Day, it'll be the Royals and the Reds. Casey back at home, a 3:10 first pitch on KVOE. Also want to remind people that if you miss this, the interviews for our SMST Award show are all going to be on the audio vault on KVOE.com, KVOE.com/audio vault. And also, if you want to see the pictures, we'll have those up. We're getting a picture with the coaches and the athletes right after the show. That'll be on all of our socials. So, Dylan, thanks so much. I know Aaron puts some work into this as well. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our coaches, and basically everybody that helps us cover high school athletics throughout the year. We cannot do it without the athletic directors and the coaches making it possible for us. And best of luck to all of our area and Emporia High track athletes at state track next week. This is KVOE Emporia. We'll rejoin the Infinity Sports Network right after this. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Don't miss a special edition of Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 24th at 8:15 on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. It's our annual award show where we'll unveil the KVOE area.